Driving through the residence's porte cochere and along the circular driveway, George dropped off Beatrice at the front door before parking the car. She joined a corpulent reserve officer in the foyer who stood waiting for his wife. Her opinion of such officers was rather low, informed as she was by George that any man, especially a professional soldier, who did not maintain himself in fine physical trim through routine exercise, was not being true to himself and his profession. George certainly took his own advice to heart. Eat less, exercise more. And Beatrice beamed with pride as she watched him approach in the distance, an officer to the hilt wearing his full dress uniform with his medals and wound chevron. It was an accepted practice for officers to wear their dress uniform in place of white tie. Yet the older colonel casually remarked to no one in particular,
"Just look at the little boys they are promoting to colonel these days. Look at that young chicken still wet behind the ears, wearing a colonel's eagle."
The longer George was married to his beat, the more he loved her.
"She is the most interesting lady that it has ever been my pleasure to meet," an old friend wrote upon meeting her. It was a sentiment George wholeheartedly agreed with, as she was forever doing the most gracious and thoughtful things.
Beatrice possessed enough diplomacy for two, yet she was a high-spirited woman who could be as unpredictable as she was sensible. Her temper was legendary, and she had a fighting spirit that frightened even the soldiers at Fort Bliss. Yet, the last thing George expected to see as he entered the Wadsworth house was his wife, petite but powerful, resplendent in her evening gown, sitting on the floor astride a stunned reserve colonel.